Hello and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay with me as I will bring you details of the latest developments in the fields of science and healthcare in Cuba and around the world. Stay tuned. On Thursday, January 30th, the World Health Organization, WHO, declared a new coronavirus outbreak that originated in Wuhan, China, a public health emergency of international concern. The WHO defines a public health emergency of international concern as an extraordinary event that constitutes a public health risk to other states through the international spread of disease and potentially requires a coordinated international response. Since that framework was defined back in 2005, 2 years after another coronavirus, the severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, spread through China, it has been used only 6 times for outbreaks of swine flu in 2009, polio in 2014, Ebola in 2014, Zika virus in 2016, Ebola again in 2019, and now coronavirus in 2020. In declaring a public health emergency of international concern, the WHO tweeted that it aims to mobilize an international response to the outbreak. It's an opportunity for the World Health Organization, with guidance from its International Health Regulations Emergency Committee, to implement not binding but practically and politically significant measures that can address travel, trade, quarantine, screening, and treatment. The WHO can also set global standards of practice. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom emphasized that at its core, a public health emergency of international concern is about prompting countries to work together to contain a threat. It is not about punishing China, nor doubting its ability to contain the outbreak, he said at a press conference on Thursday.
The vast majority of cases outside China have a travel history to Wuhan or contact with someone with a travel history to Wuhan. We don't know what sort of damage this virus could do if it were to spread in a country with a weaker health system. We must act now to help countries prepare for that possibility. For all of these reasons, I'm declaring a public health emergency of international concern over the global outbreak of novel coronavirus. The main reason for this declaration is not because of what is happening in China, but because of what is happening in other countries. Our greatest concern is the potential for the virus to spread to countries with weaker health systems and which are ill prepared to deal with it.
The WHO chief is then advising countries not to restrict travel unnecessarily nor trade with China, to support nations with weaker health systems, accelerate the development of vaccines and treatments, stop the spread of rumors and misinformation, work to treat those who are already sick while limiting its spread, share knowledge with the WHO and other countries, and work together in a spirit of solidarity and cooperation. In a statement also released Thursday, the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board, an independent body that works toward preparedness for global health crises, encouraged nations to invest in their own public health and outbreak response systems. You're listening to a new edition of the Medical and Scientific Review, a program heard every other week here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Faced with the current international epidemiological situation, Director Carissa Etienne of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, has urged countries in the Americas to be prepared to detect early, isolate and care for patients infected with the new coronavirus in case of receiving travelers from countries where there is ongoing transmission of the novel coronavirus cases. Referring to the situation, Etienne said, health services need to be prepared because they will most likely be the entry point where cases of the new coronavirus will be detected, as has already happened with previous epidemics. The PAHO chief said the regional health organization stands ready to support member states, arguing that detecting cases early can prevent the spread of the disease. In Wuhan, China, health workers were one of the affected groups, which has put health services in the Asian country under pressure. For this reason, Etienne stressed the importance of the awareness and training of health personnel in the region and prompting the use of infection prevention equipment to protect them from disease. The director of PAHO said the organization has activated its incidence management system and that since the beginning of January, it has shared information with ministries of health through the International Health Regulations Channel and through its country representatives. She further said that PAHO will continue to update information on what countries can do to respond effectively to this new virus, about which there is still a degree of uncertainty. The nature of the new virus is similar to influenza, and the symptoms are similar to those of severe acute respiratory syndrome. There is fever, cough, shortness of breath, and pneumonia. There is as yet no specific treatment and no vaccine for the new coronavirus. Meanwhile, here in Cuba, the Council of Ministers has approved a plan for the prevention and control of the coronavirus epidemic. Public Health Minister José Ángel Portal Miranda has said that the aim is to maintain at a minimum the risk of introduction and spread of the coronavirus here in Cuba and to minimize the negative effects of an epidemic on the health of the population and its impact on the country's economic and social spheres. He added that one of the main actions following international health control regulations is to protect the country's borders, intercepting the arrival of sick travelers at airports, ports, and marinas. The top Cuban health official said that the plan would ensure strict compliance with control of and surveillance measures on travelers and crew members coming from infected areas. The Cuban health minister announced that a temporary working group has been set up to direct the actions of preparation for and prevention of the new coronavirus, as it was done in the past in the cases of Ebola and influenza H1N1 epidemics. The Cuban embassy in China says it has established a medical post for monitoring coronavirus and for the guidance of Cubans in the Asian country. The diplomatic mission also tweeted the reinforcement of the medical post with two newly arrived doctors from Cuba who will help in the prevention of the epidemic among Cuban nationals. The Cuban embassy in China recently stated that no cases have been reported among members of the Cuban community. It added that it is receiving information daily through its general consulates on the status of the community and of its fulfillment of the measures adopted by the Chinese government at the local and national levels to confront the epidemic. And that's all we have time for today. Join us again every other week for Radio Havana Cuba's Scientific and Medical Report. Until next time.